我们读先读两处圣经罗马书第八章二十七节。
Let's read Romans 8:27.
罗马书第八章二十七到二十八。
Verses 27 and 28.
鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
我今天的交通要延续上一次的交通。
I'm going to continue with my sharing from last time.
这边讲到说，万事都互相效力，叫人得益处。
Here it says we know that all things work together for good to them.
而得益处的人必须是一个爱神的人。
The one that gained the goodness has to be the one that loved God.
所以若我们爱神的话呢，一切的事情呢都叫我们得益处。
If we love God, all things is good for us.
这是实在是很好的事情，对不对？
This is a good thing.
所以我们有个问题哈，什么叫做一个爱神的人？
And we have a question here. What does it mean to be one who loves God?
那我们要怎么来爱神？
How do we love God?
我们用我们主的话，马可福音。
We use the word of our Lord in Mark, in the Gospel of Mark.
十二章三十节。
Chapter 12, verses 30.
马可福音十二章三十节。
Mark 12:30.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all thy might and with all your strength.
所以我上次有提到哈。
I mentioned to you guys last time.
整体来讲呢，我们的主愿意我们。尽我们的全人来爱他。
As a whole, our Lord wants us to love Him with our whole being.
但是我为了解释的缘故呢，我就把当中分成几个部分来解释。
I break into different parts to explain this.
在那个尽心尽性，那个性呢，就是魂的意思。
And here we say, love the Lord with all your soul.
然后尽意呢，就是。尽你的心思。
With all your mind.
我们从前面的弟兄们的帮助呢，我们知道魂有三个部分。
We know from our brothers' help that the soul has three parts.
当他们很仔细的把圣经读过以后呢
，When they read the Bible very in detail.
他们能够告诉我们说，人的这个魂呢，就是我们这个。就是人的魂里面三个部分是心思意志情感。
They let us know that in our soul, that's our mind and our will and our emotions.
所以当我们讲到尽我们全人的魂来爱神的时候呢
，When we say to love the Lord with all our soul,
意思就是说我们心思意志情感这三方面呢，都要被主得着。
That means that all our mind and our will and our emotion has to be gained by the Lord.
那什么是心思意志情感呢
？And what is our mind and our will and our emotion?
我上次大家不一定记得，我上次用一个你要决定结婚的对象来当一个例子。
You might not remember, but last time I gave an example of finding your spouse in marriage.
这里面呢是你心思意志情感这三方面一个混合的一个结果，你决定你的配偶。
You need to use your mind and your will and your emotion to decide.
对，我今天用另外一个例子。
Today I'll use another example.
那个慧萍在家里面有很多这个学音乐的学生。
慧萍 has a lot of students that learn music at our house.
很多小孩我看起来就普普通通，呆呆傻傻。
Many of them are very normal and a little silly.
Yeah. Okay. Good. 然后，但是我，但是我当我知道他们在学习上面的那个成绩的时候呢，一个都比一个厉害。
When I know of the accomplishment in their knowledge of music, they are very good.
啊，我就听说最近有一个学小提琴学生，然后他决定他去哪个大学。
And one a kid learning violin was deciding where he wants to go for his college.
我不太清楚那个高中的成绩怎么算，反正他可能是他们学校的最好的，或是 Minnesota 前面最好的。
I don't know how high school grades their kids, but he's one of the best.
对，所以呢，明大呢，就给他好像是全额奖学金，如果他把明大当作第一志愿的话。
If he pick U of M as his first choice, U of M will give him full scholarship.
但是他自己想去 Berkeley.
But he wants to go to Berkeley.
然后他妈妈就跟他说，你现在已经有在明大已经有奖学金了。
His mom told him, you already have scholarship at U of M.
但是你如果先选 Berkeley 的话 ，Berkeley 不一定要你。
If you choose Berkeley as your first choice, Berkeley might not want you.
但是你如果先选 Berkeley， 你可能就没有奖学金。
If you choose Berkeley as your first choice, then you wouldn't have the U of M scholarship.
然后他妈妈就叫他好好想想。
Mom asked him to really give it some thought.
Okay， 所以这个年轻人呢，开始就有心思意志。情感的这个活动。
So this young man has he has to go through his mind and his will and his emotion.
可是他情感里面呢，他很喜欢那个 Berkeley， 很有名嘛。
And his emotions, he really like Berkeley because it's a very reputable school.
那也许他进去以后就脸上很有面子。
He'll be very proud that he's in Berkeley.
所以他情感上面喜欢这个学校。
So in his emotions, he really liked the school.
但是他这个心思他要去想，对不对？
But his mind, he needs to think.
他现在如果选明大，那家里面就少了很多的负担。
If he chooses the U of M, that will lighten the burden at home.
然后反正到了其他学校，可能也不一定能够拿得到。
He might not have any scholarship at other colleges, so you know that would be a burden to his family.
So his 心思里面呢，就要分析利弊得失。
He has to know the gain and losses.
那最后呢，他要综合他的所有的思想跟情感呢，然后最后他的意志呢，要决定去哪个学校。
He has to come to a conclusion with both his mind and his emotions, and his will make the decision.
所以那个意志那个方面，他就决定他的拣选。
The will will decide his choice.
Okay. 所以我们人哈，平常的很多的活动呢，都是这三方面在那里在那里活动。
Many of our actions are influenced by all these three aspects.
所以我刚刚只是举一个例子啊，所以对那是很困难的决定，对不对
？It's a tough decision.
所以我们基督徒来讲呢，我们很有福，因为我们能够寻求神的旨意。
As Christians, we are indeed blessed because we can seek the Lord's will.
Okay. 所以我现在第一点就是讲到说，我们人的心思、意志、情感，但是神要我们尽我们全的魂去爱他。
My first part is to love the Lord with all your will, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
In your
mind, your will, and your emotion to love the Lord. The Lord wants us to love Him in our whole being, our whole soul.
好，就是人当一个人哈，如果我告诉你哈，我们应该要爱神的话，其实通常一个人会先想到情感。
Many times when we said to love God, a lot of us would think about emotions first.
因为我们讲到爱的时候呢，你会觉得那是一个情感里面的一个表达。
We would think that you know love is an expression of emotions.
所以我上次呢告诉大家要在心思当中爱神。
Last time I showed you to love the Lord in all mind.
而不是仅仅只是一种情感的活动。
It's not just an activity in the emotion.
所以我上次意思就鼓励大家呢，要在平常生活里面多思想主。
I encourage you to think of the Lord in your daily lives.
把我们的心思呢，能够常常收聚在主的面前。
That we concentrate on the Lord.
不管你在家里面工作上，做什么事情的时候呢
？Whether you know, at home or at play or at work, whatever you do.
保守主耶稣那个在你的这个。那个同在呢，是在你的心思里面。
Really, focus that the Lord's presence is in your mind.
所以我们有一个救恩的头盔呢，能够保护我们。
We have this helmet of salvation to protect us.
所以不仅仅只是一个情感的活动，乃是说在心思当中呢，我们能够来爱主。
It's not just in the activity in our emotion, but in our mind, we can love the Lord.
所以今天呢，我要讲到是从意志上面这个方面。
Today I'm going to talk about in the will.
所以什么是意志呢
？What is the will?
意志就是一个人他要的东西，愿意的东西。
Will is something that you want and you're willing to.
然后。你决定，然后你定义要做什么事情。
What you decide to do.
所以这是一个意志。
It's your will.
这个意志哈，在这三方面有一个特别的地位。
It has a special position in these three aspects.
因为呢，你的意志呢，决定你这个人哈，能够产生真正的行动。
Your will decides how you make your choice to make an action.
Yeah, yeah. 所以其实我们在平常的生活里面哈，你会做很多的决定，然后你会做很多的事情。
You make a lot of decisions in your every day.
当你去做下去的时候呢，真的去做的时候呢，那是表示你意志上面已经决定要去做。
When you actually do it, that means in your will you have already set to action to do it.
所以很多时候呢，你的这个心思你可以想，然后你的情感可以去感觉。
In your mind you can think about it, and in your emotions you can feel about it.
但是你不见得这些呢心思或情感的那个情况呢，能够影响你出来的这个。这个行动
Right, that's not mean that your mind or your emotion, how you feel and how you think can influence what you do.
对，所以我举一个例子哈，就是讲到我信主的这个例子。
For example, when I came to know the Lord.
所以在我那个决定信主成为基督徒以前呢，我里面有一些的挣扎。
Before I became a Christian, before I accepted Christ, I have some struggle in me.
然后我参加查经班，参加了半年。
I attend Bible study for about half a year.
所以呢，其实在我，然后我也读了一些的书籍，然后读了一点圣经。
I read some books and I read the scriptures too.
所以在我心思里面呢，我就去分析，去思想这件。信那个主耶稣这件事情到底是不是真的
？In my mind, I try to analyze if Jesus, the same things about Jesus is true.
然后我去心思当中去了解什么是救恩，为什么要信耶稣
？In my mind, I try to understand what it is to why do I need to believe in Jesus?
所以在我的在我这个寻求心思去寻求的过程当中，后来我就觉得我就。知道说这件事情是真实的。
And as I have some thoughts in my mind, I came to find that this is true. Yeah.
所以这是我心思里面，我觉得我已经被说服去，已经 convinced 这件事情我应该可以接受。
I'm convinced in my mind that I can accept this.
Yeah. 然后在情感里面呢，我觉得信耶稣是很好的事情。
In my emotions, I feel that believing in Jesus is a good thing.
那我蛮羡慕这些基督徒他们的生活。
I admire and envy the lives of the Christians.
然后我觉得信主之后的这样的生活是美好。
that you know, when if I believe in Jesus, this kind of life is really good.
好，所以这个福音呢，对我这个情感上面里面有一种吸引。
So this gospel it's seems to be attracting my feelings.
对，好，纵然我心思觉得是这件事情是真的，然后情感觉得这件事情是好的。
Even though in my mind I think this thing is true, and in my feelings, in my emotions, I feel that this is good.
啊，但是我还是没有信主。
But I still did not believe in Jesus.
这个表明说我的意志上面呢，我还没有办法做这样一个决定。
This shows that in my will, I still cannot make this decision.
所以，纵然我的心思情感好像已经喜欢了，或者说已经接受喜欢了这个福音。
Even though in my mind and in my emotions, I seem to have accepted and like this gospel.
可是如果我的意志没有做一个最后的决定的话呢，我还是没有得救。
But still, if in my will, if I did not make this decision, I'm still not saved.
将来还是要进火湖里面。
I still have to be in the lake of fire.
我仍然不是神的儿女。
I'm still not a child of God.
所以大家可以想到说，意志这件事情呢，在我们接受主的事情上面有一个决定性的影响。
In our will, this to make a decision, our will has a lot to do with coming to
okay.
a decision.
所以意思就是说，你这个意志呢，没有跨过那关的话，你后面心思情感再怎么样呢，都没有用。
If your will has not a breakthrough, whatever you think or however you feel, doesn't matter.
Yeah. 所以当然感谢主啊，最后我就跨过那一步呢，就相信主，接受他。
So thank God, I went through and I decided to believe in Jesus.
所以我有一个很深的感觉。
I have this deep thought.
每次我跟福音朋友讲到稍微有机会谈到福音的话。
When I have the opportunity to talk about the gospel with some friends.
如果这个福音朋友他在心思情感上面呢，已经到了一个程度。
If this friend has reached a point in his mind and in his emotions.
那我就会告诉他呢，信主是一个决定。
I'll tell him that believing in Jesus is a decision.
所以意思是说，鼓励他在意志上面呢，能够跨过这一步，能够成为神的儿女。
I encourage him to take this, really to cross over, to make a decision to believe in Jesus.
对，所以我这个例子呢，表明说我们的意志呢，在当中有一个很特别的地位，是一个决定性。
It's a special position that our will has. It's a decisive moment.
Okay. 然后下这一点呢，我要提到就是说，当我们在神造人的时候呢。
Next, we're going to talk about when God created man.
然后神把一个自由的意志哈放在给我们。
He gave us this freedom of free will.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. 这是因为我们是照着神的形象造。
Because we are made according to the image of God.
因为神自己呢是一个 free will， 就是他有一个自由意志，他自己本身就是有自由意志。
God Himself has a free will.
所以他把这个特性呢也造在人的身上。
And He created us and give us this free will too.
所以呢，神他不勉强人的。
So he does not
force
us.
Yeah. 所以呢，所以他在那个伊甸园里面呢，放了两棵代表性的树。
So in the Garden of Eden, he put down two representative trees.
一个是生命树，一个是分别善恶树。
One is the tree of life, and one is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他希望用希望要人的意志的拣选呢，选择生命树。
He wants that man would use that the choice in his will to choose the tree of life.
但是很可惜的，大家都知道那个亚当的失败。
And we know of Adam's failure.
他一点因为这试探的缘故呢，他的心思情感受了影响。
Because of the temptation, his mind and his emotions its influence.
他情感上他觉得果子很美丽，很好。
In his emotion, he thinks that that fruit is really good. It's beautiful.
然后心思上面他觉得，哎，吃了好像可以跟神一样。
And in his mind, he thinks that, you know, if I eat this fruit, I can be like God.
所以他在意志上面就背逆了神。
So in his will, he rebelled against God.
然后当他一背逆之后呢，那个罪就进到人的身上。
When he rebelled, sin came into man.
所以意志上的背逆呢，可以说是人的罪的这个来源。
Rebellion in your will can be said that this is the origin of sin.
所以呢，神的要恢复的，神的恢复跟拯救，好。
So,
okay.
So in God's recovery and salvation.
他就是要把人的意志呢，从一个悖逆的情况拯救出来。
It is save man's will from a state of rebellion.
然后他拯救出来呢，能够向着神的意思跟神的旨意。
And when saved, that will be towards God's will.
很多时候，当我们讲到地上的宗教
，Many times when we speak about the religions in this world，
可能很多人哈，如果看宗教的话呢，他会看到，比如说他会看到情感这方面。
A lot of times, when men sees religions, they see the feelings of the emotions.
比如说他想到说一个宗教可以给人心灵上的一个平安。
They feel that religion can give you a sense of peace.
在你在一个人好像很困难的时候呢，给你一个心灵的寄托跟安慰。
And when you're in a lot of trouble, that you know you can have your heart can have a kind of a resting place.
所以他们想到宗教都会讲到说，哎，人的情感呢能够被安慰。
That your emotions can be comforted.
然后还有一些人哈，他们看宗教的时候呢，他看到的是人的思想心思。
And some people when they see religion, they see man's mind.
我记得很久以前我忘记看到报纸有一个人讲了一些话。
I think it was in the papers that some people said something.
他就照那个人个人的意见。
According to personal opinion.
对，他说啊，他说这个佛教跟这个基督教相比呢。
When he compared Buddhism to Christianity.
他觉得这个佛教这个教义博大精深，好像微积分了，
Buddhism is kind of the way Buddhism thinks is like calculus.
然后他说看基督教这个圣经上讲的东西好像国中数学。
And Christianity it seems to be like middle school or high school math.
所以意思就是说，当他们看宗教的时候，他想要看到一些好像很复杂、很精深的这些的教义。
Many times when men look at religion, they want to, you know, see the complexity in the doctrines.
但这是人的这个人没有明白救恩的时候的一种情况。
When man doesn't understand salvation, this is their state.
但是很多人看宗教的时候呢，他们不一定直接想到意志这一方面。
Many of us, when many men see religion, they don't really think about the aspect of will.
对，所以我刚刚讲说，他们常常一开始就往那个情感跟心思这个方面去看。
They look at the emotion and the mind.
但是我现在讲到这边哈，大家就可以知道说，我们神所注重的一件事情呢，是要得着我们的意志。
What God wants is to gain our will.
甚至可以说呢，当人神得着一个人的意志的时候呢，他可能就把这个人都得着了。
When God gains our will, He gains our whole being.
我们来读个圣经哈。
Let's read the scripture.
比如说，我们看约翰福音。
Gospel of John.
14:21.
Chapter 14, verse 21.
约翰福音14:21.
John 14:21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他， 我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He that hath my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me, and he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
所以这边有二十一节有两个部分。
There are two parts in verse 21.
他说有第一个部分是有了我的命令。
When you have my commandments.
第二个部分是遵守，有遵守。
The second part is keep them.
所以所以当那个圣灵在我们里面做工的时候呢，
When the Spirit works in our hearts,
他把神的那个意思跟命令在我们灵里面向我们启示出来。
He reveals to us God's will and God's commandments.
当他向我们在灵里面那个告诉我们的时候呢，他是进到我们的心思，我们心思就开始知道这件事情。
When he speaks in our spirit, our mind comes to know of it.
对，所以当我们那个心思知道理解了那个圣灵告诉我们神的命令之后，
When after all my understood what the spirit is trying to tell us.
那当一个人在意志上面呢，愿意顺服这个里面这个神的命令，在我们心思里面的这个命令。
When in our will we are willing to submit to this commandment of God.
他就去遵守。
Then he will observe.
如果他不要的话呢，那就是他就不遵守。
If he does not want, he will not keep the commandment.
所以一个人的意志呢，如果能够服下来去遵守的话。
If a man's will can submit to submit and keep
the commandment. Okay.
Yeah, keep the commandment.
Okay. 那那个人呢？神主告诉我们就是爱他的。
God says that the man loves him.
当他爱他的时候呢，这个神就向他显现。
When man loves him, God will manifest himself to him.
他就活在这个神的爱中。
He will live in God's love.
另外一处好，哥林多后书第五章。
And Second Corinthians chapter 5.
我以前念过很多次了，第五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
哥林多后书第五章十四节。
Second Corinthians 5:14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead.And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
对我来讲，一个人为主而活呢，就是奉献。
To me, for a person to live for the Lord, it means consecration.
所以这边有一个人他在那边想，他说想一个人替众人死，是众人都死了，所以他在那里思想。
There's a person here who's thinking if one died for all, then all are dead.
然后所以他思想的是想到主的救恩。
So when he thinks about God's salvation.
想到神为我们所做的这一切。
He thinks about what God has done for us.
然后我们也看到基督的爱呢，在那里激励这个人。
And we see that the love of Christ constrained this person.
那个人他里面被神的爱所圈住捆绑。
This person has been bound by God's love.
然后当他在这个神的爱浇灌在他心中之后，
When God's love filled his heart.
然后他也在思想神的救恩是何等的宝贵跟浩大。
He thinks about how precious and how great is God's salvation.
他就做了一个决定。
And he comes to a decision.
我活着呢，就不再为自己而活。
Then henceforth not live for myself.
乃是为替我而死的主活。
I live for him who died for me and rose again.
所以呢，跟我们信主呢是一样的。
And it's the same when we believe in Jesus.
当我们信主的时候呢，我们做了一个意志上的决定，把主接到我们的心中。
When we believe the Lord, we make a decision in our will to accept Jesus into our hearts.
我们的奉献呢，也是我们做了一个决定。
Our consecration too, we make a decision.
我做了一个决定呢，从今之后呢，我把我一生交给主。
I make a decision that from this day forward, I gave my life to the Lord.
我就不再为自己过去所喜好的而活了。
I do not live for myself and what I love in the past.
那我乃是为着神的旨意来活我这一生的日子。
I live this life for the will of God.
所以，我们也是一个决定呢，我们决定要把自己奉献给主。
And we make a decision to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
那个有一首诗歌。
There's a hymn.
圣徒诗歌310的。
In hymnary number 310.
我想很多时候啊，我们能够在意志上能够服下来呢，不太容易。
It is not easy for us to submit in our will.
乃是因为这个神的爱在那里激励我们。
As the love of Christ constrain us.
这个310首的作诗人叫做 John Newton， 约翰牛顿。
The person here who wrote the song is John Newton.
这个作诗人呢，他写了一首很有名的诗歌。叫做 Amazing Grace.
He wrote a very famous hymn called Amazing Grace.
就是奇异恩典。
Amazing Grace.
但是有很多的弟兄姊妹呢，觉得其实这首诗歌是他最好的诗歌。
Many brothers and sisters feel that this is his best hymn.
这首诗歌一开始他说，主你得胜，我今服矣。
In the beginning of his hymn, it says, Lord, thou hast won. At length I yield.
我恩典强迫我的心意奉献一切于你。
My heart by mighty grace compelled surrenders all to thee.
也就是说是是一个恩典的一个力量呢，叫他能够把自己服在主的手上。
It's the power of the grace that compels him to surrender to the Lord.
这个其实第二节给我一个很深的印象。
Second verse leaves a deep impression upon me.
你若命你万军雷霆轰我灵魂。向我施行，我仍固执不悔。
If thou had bid thy thunders roll and lightnings flash to bless my soul, I still had stubborn been.
就是说，神可以用他很大的力量，那个雷霆万钧，来强迫我们那个服下来。
God can use all His power to use the thunders, to use the lightnings for us to surrender.
但他发现如果神是这样子做的话呢，他还是固执。
He realized that if God, you know, used this method, he would still be stubborn.
但是直到说他后面写说，但是怜悯征服我心，以往抵挡消化尽尽，现今我恨我罪。
But in the second verse, he says, "But mercy has my heart subdued. A bleeding Savior I have viewed, and now I hate my sin."
所以那是一个雷霆万钧呢，不能融化他这个很 stubborn 的这个一个很固执的一个情况。
Even though thunders and lightnings cannot change his stubborn being.
直到呢，他发现那个主的那个怜悯呢，把他这个刚硬的一个人能够融化掉。
Until he finds that God's mercy can melt his iron heart.
Yeah, 所以我的意思是说，当我们真的是领会神的爱、怜悯、恩典的时候呢，我们愿意把自己让主得胜服下来。
When we truly come to know of God's love, His mercy and grace, that we will truly surrender to Him.
当这样的情况下呢，我们才能够遵行神的旨意。
Only this way can we obey God's will.
好，所以我刚刚讲到心思意志情感当中的意志呢，是一个做决定。
So I share with you that in your will, in your mind, your will, and your emotions, will is the part that makes the decision. And God gives us free will. But man in this will, he rebelled against God and sinned.
然后主的拯救呢, 他有一个很重要的目的, 是把我们的意志拯救回来。
And in God's salvation, he has this, very important purpose, is to save our will.
好像我们在意志上面能够服在主的, 服在主的意志底下。
That our will will surrender in God, underneath God's will.
Okay. 好, 当我们在, 如果在那个世界的人当中啊, 讲到人的意志的话,
When we speak of man's will among in the world,
我可以想到他们会用一些词来描述一个人的意志。
I can imagine they can use a word to express man's will.
我们常常讲一个词叫做意志力，这个不知道怎么。意志力啊。 就是他一个人的意志，他很坚强，或是很软弱，他有意志力。
Determination.
Determination.好，谢谢。所以当一个意志力很强的时候呢，他很意志坚强，他可以坚持一直做一个事情。
And if you have this determination, you can really finish this task.
啊，如果一个人的意志很软弱的话呢？ 他很多事情没办法做完。
If you're very weak determination, your willpower is really weak, then you can't finish.
哦，不过有另外一个词比较像这个意思，就是一个决断的力量，决断力。啊，不管怎么样，这是意志力、决断力。Your
decisiveness.
Yeah, okay. 所以有些人哈，他那个决断力很好，他可以当机立断。
You can be very decisive.
Yeah. 或是说有的人是优柔寡断
Very indecisive
所以呢当我们讲到说一个比如说一个总统或是一个那个官员
If you're a president or a politician or somebody
或是说一个公司里面的 CEO
An executive in a company
Yeah 所以当这个领导人他的意志很强的时候呢，他就贯彻他的意志。
When someone who's in leadership, if they're very decisive, they have to
贯彻就是，要帮。Carry it out.
This decisiveness.
对，不管遇到什么困难呢，他一定。 一定要解决，要把它做到。
And whenever trouble comes, he will have to decide and get through it.
所以我们 世界上人讲到一个人的意志的时候呢，会有这些的观念。
When in the world, when men thinks about your will, you know, when they speak about your will, they would have this kind of idea.
我们在这个认识主以后呢，
But after we know the Lord,
我们这个人哈。 我们这个人是一个旧人，原本的人是一个旧的。
Our man is an old man.
然后神要我们，神也给了我们的里面的一个新人。God
also gives us a new man in us.
他的意思就是说，叫我们这个新人呢，能够彰显。That
our new man would manifest.
然后这个旧人呢，就慢慢衰微了。And
this old man would weaken.
所以神的这个救恩呢？ 所以这个我们这个旧人哈，有很多的问题，神就是要把它除掉。
There are a lot of trouble of bad things in our old man. God wants to get rid of it.
Okay, 所以这个旧人在意志上面呢有两个问题。
There are two problems in this old man.
In
the will.
Yeah, from this aspect. 这两个问题其实是一件事情的两个面。
These two things are two aspects of one thing.
Yeah. 就是说，我们这个人对着我们的原本的意思的时候呢，是很刚硬的。
From our own point, we are very strong-willed.
然后是很 很固执，很坚持。
Very stubborn and
insist.
Insist, yeah.
所以有时候啊，我们形容一个人他的这个意志的上的固执的时候呢。
Or describe somebody as stubborn in his will.
我们是用那个驴子来形容他。
We used a donkey to describe this person.
我不晓得是不是准确，但是我听过这样一个事情。
I don't know if this is accurate, but I've heard of this illustration.
就是说在那个农村里面，他们养了驴子。
They have donkeys in the village.
他们要用这个驴子来做这个农夫的事情啊，农作的事情。
They need the donkey for farming.
但是这个驴子很脾气很倔强。
But the donkey is very stubborn.
都不太听这个主人的这个命令。
And doesn't listen to the owner.
所以我听过有一个情况，就是他们要把驴子的脖子打断。
They need to break the neck of the donkey.
就是驴子那个。我是不知道是不是真的。
I don't know if this is true.
那不管怎么样，我是听过是可能会是类似的一个情况，他要把他那个颈很硬的颈项呢，把它变得柔软。
Maybe it's similar to that too. Kind of knock the really hard neck into more tender.
对，当这个驴子呢经过这样一个处理管教以后呢。
After such discipline.
然后他就会乖乖的顺服在主的那个主人的面前。
The donkey would obey his master.
好，叫他搬这个就搬这个。
To carry this and carry that.
走东就走东。
And to go this way, he'll go this way.
所以我意思说，我们人常常向着我们的意思的时候，就像驴子一样。
When we go in our own way, we're just like the donkey.
很硬啊，就是。改不过来，转不过来。
Very stubborn, and we don't change.
但是另外一方面呢，我们向神的意思呢，又很软弱。
But toward God, our will is very weak.
当神有一个事情来的时候，命令来的时候。
When God has when His commandments come to us.
然后你会发现我们的意志好像没办法遵守。
And our will is difficult for us to obey.
所以那个罗马书有一句话。大家朗朗上口。
So in Romans, that's a scripture that we all know.
立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。立志行善由得我。
To will to do good is up to me and
行出来由不得我。I cannot.
Yeah. And to do it.
Okay.
Not able.
Okay. 好，我举个一些举两个例子好了。
Let me give you two examples.
有多少人曾经立志一年读经一遍
？How many of you actually will to read the scripture once a year?
我们在那个一月一号的时候立志。今年我要把圣经读完一遍。
On January 1st, we make a resolution to finish the scripture once this year.
我不是讲任何人，我自己也是这样的。
I'm not talking about you guys, but for myself too.
那你会发现啊，你需要非常坚强的意志，你才能够一年读完一遍。
You have to have a very strong will to finish the scripture once every year.
至少对我来讲是这样。
For me, it is so.
只要当中。很容易很多的软弱。
There are a lot of weakness.
你只要漏掉一个礼拜呢，就回不来。
If you drop by a weekend, it's impossible for you to return.
很难对。
To catch up.
所以，当我们有个意志，有个愿意呢，我愿意好好读圣经。
In my will, I'm willing to read the scriptures.
但你会发现我们的意志向着神啊，神的意志啊，很软弱。
And our will toward God's will is very weak.
然后我记得我在单身的时候。
When I was still single.
然后我自己住在那个 apartment 公寓里面。
I lived in an apartment.
我很喜欢看电视。
I love to watch TV.
然后那个他们那个 cable 就是有线电视不要钱的嘛，就接起来就可以看。
Cable is free, so I can just watch.
大概不知道几台，七八十台、一百台。
70, 80, 100 channels.
Yeah. 所以, 其实慧萍知道, 我看见是这样看。
Hiping knows a lot about it.
我是这样看, 就是我看电视就开始一直在转台。
I switch channels all the way.
然后就一直转, 然后看到一个喜欢看就再看个5分钟。
I watch one for 5 minutes and then switch to another one to find out what I like.
然后每次看说, 哎呀, 已经看了半小时了,
Every time I say, oh yeah, I've already watched for 30 minutes, I'll just watch just a little bit more.
然后过了一小时之后呢, 一个半小时之后, 哎呀, 可能该停了吧。
An hour and a half later, I'm like, oh, I should stop here.
然后但是还是在那边,
But I keep pushing.
所以等到比如说, 啊, 半个小时过了,
Well, 3 hours have passed.
我想说, 哎呀, 我今天, 在主面前真是不好意思。
I feel really bad before the Lord.
这3个小时又很没有意义的就浪费掉。
I wasted 3 hours.
然后, 啊, 明天不可以上。
I can't do this tomorrow.
啊, 明天又打开了。
But I turn it on again.
对，转转转转。 所以后来呢, 我就发现一个好方法。
But after that, I find a good way out.
对，我就把电视那个荧幕就 反过来面向墙壁,
I switch the screen to face the wall.
然后每次想忍不住的时候呢, 想说, 哎呀, 这边有个记号, 我还是不要看好。
Whenever I can't say I would like to watch, but I see that and I know I shouldn't be watching.
对, 所以我一直说, 我们向着神的意思啊, 很软弱,
we are very, our will is very weak to what God.
很软弱, 然后, 我上次, 但是可能差出去一点点, 我上次讲到在心思上面呢, 有人会有那个, 忧郁, depression.
I spoke about in your mind, men can get depressed.
所以那个, 我觉得, 我个人感觉啊, 那个忧郁可能是心思上的问题。
Depression, I feel personally that depression is has to do with your mind.
Yeah. 然后有一次我跟Stephen解释, 解释什么叫 addiction.
I tried to explain to Stephen what it means by addiction.
上瘾。 然后我告诉他说, 如果你玩iPad那个game呢, 然后你一直玩都停不下来。
And so I told him that, you know, if you keep playing the games in the iPod, you can't stop.
那怎么这样都停不下来?
How come you can't stop?
那个叫做 addiction.
That's called addiction.
所以我觉得那个上瘾这件事情可能跟意志比较有关系。
I feel that addiction has a lot to do with your will.
就是说你的意志没有办法克服一个事情你不愿意做的。
Your will can't overcome something that you don't want to do.
或是那件事情已经把你意志整个绑住了。
Or that thing has already captured your will.
Yeah. Okay, 好, 所以我刚刚提到就是说我们天然旧的人哈, 在意志上面有这两个问题。
That in our natural man, there are these two things, these two problems in our will.
Yeah. 所以神就要安排各样的环境跟情况呢, 要为着要得着我们的意志。
So God planned a lot of our circumstances in order to gain our will.
当他安排环境的时候呢, 然后他就在那里在我们身上做工作。
When he planned all these circumstances, he begins to work in us.
可能有些人用不同的 不同的词来形容。
Maybe you use different adjectives or different phrases.
Different, yeah, yeah.
To terms to
describe or illustrate 这种情况。比如说，有的我们有时候说破碎。
When we say brokenness.
Yeah. 有的时候我们说对付。
Dealings.
Yeah. 有的时候说管教。
Discipline.
或是说有时候说折服。
To be subdued.
或者说有甚至说打倒,
to be knocked down.
Yeah. 所以神有些情况哈, 在我们的意志上面要做更深的工作。
God in a lot of circumstances wants to work in our will.
好像一方面呢, 我们对神, 我们成为一个柔软的人。
On one end, we become a very gentle person before the Lord.
所以当神安排环境的时候呢，有的时候这个环境你有选择。
Many times when God prepares a circumstance, we have a choice.
有的时候你没有选择。
But sometimes we don't.
对，有选择的时候，就像我刚那个看电视，你可以选看，也可以选不看。
When you have a choice, it's like when I'm watching TV. I can choose to watch and not to watch.
当你在意识上面要做这个选择的时候呢，神就要在这个事情上面工作。
When you are making a choice in your will, God will work in this thing.
那很多时候呢，我们要记得。
We have to remember.
神的选择跟他的预备呢是上好的。
God's choice and His preparation is the best.
所以我们要学习在意志上面选择要主的旨意。
Yeah, we have to learn that in our will we choose God's will.
那有的时候没有选择。
Other times we don't have a choice.
有的时候你就是不喜欢这个老板。
Sometimes you don't like this boss.
那个神就是把那个老板放在你的上面。
And God puts this boss on top of you.
这个时候你发现神要在你意志上面来折服你。
And God wants to subdue you in your will.
所以如果我们这个人服不下来的话呢？
If we cannot submit,
那我们就很容易就里面产生了苦毒、怨恨这些的情况。
Then in us there will be bitterness and hatred.
但如果我们愿意学习服在神大能的手下
，But we learn to submit under God, God's mighty hands.
或是说我们选择神要我们选的
，Or that we choose what God wants us to choose.
你就会开始经历生命平安。
Then we'll start to experience life and peace.
所以这个是圣灵的工作。刚刚唱的诗歌有唱到。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit, as we sang in the hymn.
圣灵在那边安排环境。
The Holy Spirit prepares all these circumstances.
有的时候你不能改变它。
Sometimes you can't change it.
有的时候他在灵里面说话。叫你这样子去做。
Sometimes he speaks to you to want you to go this way.
或是叫你不要做那个。
Or not to do that.
然后，但如果我们不听圣灵的话
，But we do not listen to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就担忧。
We'll worry him.
Okay. 所以弟兄姊妹好，你要想一想一件事情。
You have to think about this, my brothers and sisters.
就是说，在你里面呢，有没有跟主做这种，半交涉、摔跤的经历。
Have you ever had struggle with the Lord?
就是说，神好像里面有个意思。
God has a will.
然后你在那里好像跟主的意思摔跤。
And you're struggling with God's will.
所以我不晓得大家有没有这样一个经历。
I do not know if you have such experience.
如果还没有的话，或是很少的话。
If you have not, or you have only very little of these experiences,
我们应该好好学习，进到这件事情，经历这件事。
We ought to learn to experience this.
要不然我们在爱主的事情上面还是门外汉。
If not, we would not know what it is to love God.
因为主很看重一个人能够服在他的权下。
God is serious about that we submit under him.
比如说我要很恭敬的用那个主耶稣当一个例子。
I'll use our Lord Jesus as an example.
但主耶稣跟我们不一样，他的意志其实跟神是同一个意志。
But the one thing that is different, our Lord Jesus, his will is the same as God's will.
可是他在那个克西马尼园有三次的祷告。
When it was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed three times.
他刚开始他说，主啊，如果可以的话，求父把这个杯撤去。
He prayed to the Father that, you know, Father, if you're willing to take this cup away from me.
然后到了最后他说，主啊，不要神啊，父啊，不要照着我的意思，而要照着你的意思。
But the last time he prayed that, Father, not my will, but thine.
有一个姊妹，应该是何寿恩姊妹，她有这样一个祷告。
I think it was my sister Margaret Barber.
啊，很多时候呢，他一个事情，他觉得他现在还不能顺服。
Many times she said, you know, I still cannot submit.
他总是祷告说，啊，主啊，你不要松手。你，我现在虽然不能顺服呢，但求你等我。
He prayed to the Lord that, Lord, you know, do not let go of your hand. Even though I cannot submit right now, wait for me.
我愿意到后来呢，我还是顺服。
I'm willing to obey you.
好，所以弟兄姊妹好，就是我们在意志上面呢，要学习被主折服下来。
We need to learn that in our will to be subdued by the Lord.
然后另外一方面呢，你会发现，你对于神的意志呢就被坚固起来。
That we'll find that on the other hand, our will toward God will be strengthened.
这件事情大家不要以为是很遥远、很属天的，它是属天，但是不是很遥远的事情。
It's a heavenly thing, but it's not far from us.
因为这个跟我们的生活里面的那个能不能得着福分都很有关系。
It's really strong relations to if we get if we receive blessings in our life.
如果你在工作上面你觉得不顺利，不喜欢老板。
If you do not like your boss and you don't think your work is good.
但如果你在这个意志上面呢有学习。
But if you have some exercise in your will.
然后你在工作上面才有可能喜乐。
Then you are able to be joyful in your work.
我记得我在那个刚结婚的时候。
I remember when I first got married.
有一件事情我最难忍受的。
There's one thing that it's really truly hard for me to bear.
对，每次太太就是说，我需要帮我拿杯水。
My wife would always tell me, "We should, can you get me a cup of water?"
哎，我就这个东西帮我拿去那边放。
Pick this over there for me.
然后我心里常常想说，这个你自己有脚，为什么不自己去？
I always feel that you know you have legs, why don't you just go get it yourself?
对，所以其实。老实说，经过相当一段时间
，frankly, for a very long time，
这个事情才能够胜过。
I finally overcome this.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的这个意识哈，对于人的这个自己的权利呢，是抓得很紧。
We really hold fast to our right.
Right, yeah.但如果我们是一个学习能够服下来的人的话
if we are one that learns to submit
它影响到我们的生活工作家庭
influence our lives and our work and our family
它影响到我们的侍奉
and our service
这个其实大家今天看我在这边讲很多话。
I talk about a lot.
对，其实我从小我的天然人是不讲话的。
In my natural man, since I was young, I'm a person of very few words.
对，从小的时候呢，当老师要大家有一种情况，大家要起来提意见的时候
，When a teacher wants us to raise up some suggestions，
要发表个人的想法意见的时候
，To express your thoughts，
那我没有一次会站起来讲话
，Never once did I stood up。
所以就算在侍奉上面呢，神也要把我们的意志能够让我们服下来。
Same in service, God also wants us to submit our will.
有一个诗歌啊，形容我们的主，他面如坚石，面向耶路撒冷，走这条十字架的道路。
And in him it says how it expressed how our Lord that his face was the rock that he faced when he faced Jerusalem.
对，他顺服父神的旨意。走这条十字架道路。
And he submit to the will of God to walk this path of the cross.
对，没有任何事情呢能够停止他。
Nothing can stop him.
然后我们会看见那个过去的殉道者。
And we remember those who truly martyred physically in the past.
有人形容他们从那个罗马竞技场走到场里面的时候,
when they were walking into the Colosseum in Rome.
Okay. 当他们要面对那些狮子、那些动物、野兽的这个竞技的时候,
when they have to face the animals, the beasts,
有人形容他们有天使的脸、狮子的心,
many describe that they have the face of angels and the heart of lions.
他们的意志呢,对着主的这个信心、信仰呢,是那么的坚强,
their will towards their faith in God is very strong.
就算是外面的逼迫呢,也不能将他们扶下来,
that the outward persecution cannot subdue them.
但他们心里面呢,却是已经是一个完全服在主的手中的人,
but in their hearts they are men that totally submit to the Lord.
好, 所以我想我今天就是说从意志上面呢,我们要来学习爱主。
Today I share with you how in our will that we learn to love our God.
主要的意思呢,我们里面那个意志上跟主摔跤的活动,大家要注意。
The main point is that we have to emphasize to really think about how we struggle in our will with the Lord.
当你有这个活动的时候呢,你要学习服下来,把你意志服下来。
When there is this struggle, you have to learn to submit yourself.
当你愿意服下来的时候呢,神心中非常的欢喜。
When you're willing to submit, the Lord's heart is truly joyful.
因为他知道呢,这是一个真实爱他的人。
He's pleased that he knows that this is the person that truly loves him.
当我们愿意这样子学习的时候呢,
when we are willing to learn,
当我们在 环境上面,侍奉上面遇到风暴,
when we come across storms in our circumstances and in our service,
你会发现呢,你就会有一个超乎你能够想象的意志,能够站立得住。
We will realize that this will that's beyond our imagination that we can stand strong. May the Lord gain us in our will. Let's pray.
主,我们在这一同谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主,我们这个人, 是固执,是软弱。
Lord, we are very stubborn and we are very weak.
但是圣灵用说不出来的耐,用那个无尽的耐心在那里引导我们。
But the Holy Spirit guide us with all his patience.
但愿我们都有个心愿,心智。
Lord, that we have this will in our hearts.
我们要做一个顺服的人。
That we are one that obey you.
我们要服在神的手下。
That we are willing to submit under your hand.
好叫我们真实能够遵行你自己的意思。
That we truly can obey your will.
我们把我们都交在主手中。
Lord, we lift ourselves to you.
谢谢你今天给我们这段的时间。
Thank you for this time.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.